This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Good evening to you. I'm Juliette Goodrich. It is a heartbreaking evening here in the community in Pleasanton. People coming by this tragic site where a family of four was killed. I'll move out of the way. This is along Foothill Road. This accident happening last night at 9 o'clock. A solo crash. Among the victims, two children who went to school here in the area. And our chopper flew over the scene at Foothill Road near Stone Ridge Drive, where it happened around 9 o'clock last night. Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused it. It appears the car lost control, hit a curb, and then crashed into a large oak tree. Police say the two children were under 15 years old, and at least one was a student in the Pleasanton Unified School District. So this evening, we saw mourners coming by the crash site. They've left some flowers and signs. A lot of people know this road all too well, and this is not the first time a fatality has happened along here. We heard from those who knew the family. Let's hear from them now.
It's crazy. How, what would have happened for the car to have, gone here?
A neighbor of the family, heartbroken and in disbelief, stops by to see where the crash happened that took a family of four.
I just heard the news. That was just...
And while there are still so many questions, neighbors, community, and co-workers stop by to pay their respects.
As a neighbor who's known her, known both of them, their kids, we just wanted to come see, take a moment of silence here. And
It's very shocking, very nice person, always, energetic, and it was always a pleasure to work with him and, talk to him, and we used to have a lot of conversations, so it's really sad and tragic to see this and, hear this.
One of the children went to a middle school here in Pleasanton, and I spoke to a community member. He told me that his son went to school. He was his classmate. And they're all trying to just come together and grieve and understand how this could have happened. And certainly the school district is doing what it can to send out notices to talk to parents and family that they will have counselors on the campuses. And let's hear from the Pleasanton Unified School District superintendent.
It's tragic. I don't know how else to put it. And we understand the human impact that it has on our families. So we want to do everything that we can to support them.
This is not the first time the tragedy has struck on Foothill Road in Pleasanton. It is a dangerous stretch where drivers are known to speed. There have been four other deadly crashes in the past two decades, including one Christmas night of 2019. Twin teenage brothers and their friend were killed. Their vehicle also slammed into a tree. As we're back out here live, you can see that people have left flowers and notes at the scene of the crash. This is a very busy intersection. It goes from two lanes down to one lane. So even to have people come by and pay their respects has been quite difficult and dangerous, if you will. So some people will be coming by and they'll be kind of slowing down, but they can't really stop and leave flowers like a growing memorial like you might expect. But certainly, hearts are grieving tonight for this family of four that killed here along Foothill Road. So tragic. I'm going to send it back to you now, Sarah.
Yeah, Juliette, just really hard to wrap your head around that, what their family must be feeling and their classmates, especially those little kids. All right, Juliette, thank you so much for bringing us the update. That crash in Pleasanton that she was just talking about may be reminiscent of another tragedy across the Bay in San Francisco. Last month, a young family of four was killed by a speeding driver at a bus stop at West Portal. The city has now been surveying residents and business owners there about making some traffic changes. But despite the promise that it could make things safer for pedestrians, not everyone is sold on the plan.
They haven't even released a report yet on why the accident happened. So SMTA has not finished their study on the accident, and yet they're putting out this proposal.
SFMTA says it hasn't made any decisions about these changes yet. It's simply looking for input at this point. SFMTA is collecting feedback through Sunday. It is one expensive parking job. something that no driver wants to walk up on, a ticket, a tow, but it might be happening more often as the city promises to really crack down on people who are violating parking rules. But the people who issue those parking tickets are also worried about more enforcement. As they told our Amanda Harry, now they feel like they have an even bigger target on their back.
It's very stressful. I have anxiety.
What's up,
Jeffrey? And it's scary.
San Francisco is a union town!
Dozens of parking control officers with the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency took a break from enforcing the city's laws to rally and fight for themselves, including Michonne Shakesnader. She says 2 years ago, she had an experience she'll never forget. She placed a parking citation under someone's windshield wiper and drove away, thinking that interaction was over. She was wrong.
Someone got upset because they got a ticket, so he followed me about 2 or 3 blocks, waited for me, punched the window, and cut my eye.
The glass from the enforcement vehicle's window cut her face and her eye. She couldn't work for 10 months while she recovered.
I thought I was going to lose my eye.
Shakesnader says SFMTA is pressing charges, but the case is still pending. She did think about leaving her job.
I thought about just doing a desk job, but I was like, I'm not going to let him win. And so I initially went back out, but I'm still apprehensive to this day.
Trevor Adams, the president of the Parking Control Officers Union, says Shakesnader is not alone in her experience.
We deal with everything from objects being thrown at us all the way up to physical assaults, threats being made on our lives and our family.
SFMTA said in a statement that they prioritize their employees' safety and that safety incidents are down 48% since 2018. They say the officers get de-escalation training, self-defense tools, and have access to a dispatch center that communicates directly to police.
Power, power, power!
But Adam says they're calling on SFMTA to do more.
I would like SFMTA to include us in a conversation more realistically. Actually, go ahead and hear what we have to say.
He says the parking control officers didn't know about the intensive parking enforcement sweeps that were recently announced by the SFMTA director.
It was kind of shocking to me because, you know, we do have forums where we can't meet with all of with the mayor and with our leadership, and never once have we been, brought into that conversation. We found out on the news, just like when everybody else found out.
The announcement and the upcoming sweeps makes both Adams and Shakesnader even more concerned for their safety.
Every day, I'm constantly looking over my shoulder like I'm traumatized.
These SFMTA workers say while they continue to negotiate their contract, all options are still on the table, including possibly striking.
Those parking sweeps are expected to kick into high gear next month. It's part of the mayor's updated Vision Zero plan. As tensions over the war in Gaza boil over on college campuses across the country, a shock announcement this afternoon from USC. The university has canceled next month's main commencement ceremony. The news comes a day after nearly 100 people were arrested following an on-campus pro-Palestinian protest.
It's definitely disappointing.
To me, is that USC went the wrong way with that.
And I feel especially bad for the people who have nothing to do with this conflict.
The protests, fueled in part by the decision to cancel the commencement speech by the school's pro-Palestinian valedictorian, the university cited safety concerns. School officials say the plan to hold smaller individual school ceremonies for graduates is in place for now. Meantime, as the Jewish community celebrates Passover, USC students set up this empty Seder table today to honor the hostages still being held in Gaza. And just down the road, a new tent encampment popped up at UCLA. It's outside Royce Hall on the university's Westwood campus. Organizers issued a list of demands there, including divestment of endowment funds from weapons manufacturers with ties to Israel. And on the Berkeley campus, another solidarity encampment on Sproul Plaza. Students have been camping out for days now, also calling for university divestment. It was staged in solidarity with pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University, where more than 100 people were arrested there last week. The story will have you asking, what year is it? People are checking out VHS tapes. Yes, you heard that correctly. and DVDs, reviving a movie culture that's been all but lost. This is a new free blockbuster in Benicia. It's like the lending libraries that have become common, but it's for movies. A former Blockbuster employee set up the first ever box down in L.A. It's since become a fad that's spreading across the country and even internationally.
It just takes us back to being, you know, 5, 6 years old again at home, you know, watching the same tape over and over again.
Not everybody is on board with mini Blockbusters. Dish, the company that owns the brand, sent a letter asking people to stop using it. There goes the fun. Thank you for watching. The news continues at 8 on PIX Plus, 44 Cable 12. We'll see you right back here at 11.